Talk with Bob Mars.
Hello, LinkedIn universe, and welcome to another episode of Real Talk with Bob Mars. Today, I'm going to hop on a soapbox just a little bit and talk about something that I talk about a lot. So in 1999, a report came out called To Err is Human. And in this report, they talked about hospital-acquired infections that are impacting patients here in the United States. In this report, they talk about all of the challenges that we're having in healthcare, and that approximately 44,000 to 98,000 people were dying every year because of hospital-acquired infections. We now know that we're in 2020, and that number is actually higher. We know that more than 98,000 people are dying every year of a hospital-acquired infection. We know that the number is increased even more when you talk about errors that are happening in the hospital, upwards of 400,000 plus. But I want to focus primarily on infections and how the sterile processing department can make or impact that number. I often talk about the sterile processing department as the professionals down under. And I'm not talking about all of my friends out there from Australia. I'm talking about the people who are truly under. They're undereducated, undertrained, understaffed, under-equipped. They don't have enough instruments. They certainly don't make enough money. And the list goes on and on and on. They're under. Yet, the job that they're expected to perform is so vitally important to the health of our patients, to patient safety, to patient outcomes. I don't understand why in 2020 we're still having departments that look like they were built in the 1960s, that do not have enough equipment. One washer when they need three washers. They have one sterilizer when they need three. They have no ultrasonic for cleaning. They're loaned instruments. When they need one or two, at least, because of the volume of the loaner trays that are entering their building. I don't understand this. I don't understand why we're still talking about certification and how we can only have four states that require education in sterile processing. I don't get it. I tell folks all the time, my daughter, who's a beautician here in Texas, is required by the state to have a license to cut my hair and to trim my beard. Yet sterile processing technicians who are cleaning, disinfecting, inspecting, assembling, and sterilizing the instrumentation that is ultimately going to wind up in the body of a human being require nothing except for those four states. We're talking about New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Tennessee. There are certainly other states that are coming around and they're getting close, but they're not quite there yet. So what are we going to do? We need to start a revolution in sterile processing that is driving quality, that is driving patient safety first. We as leaders need to be going to our administrators and letting them know that this is no longer acceptable in 2020. We've got to step up and make our departments safer and get the products and the processes and the people in place to do our job the way that it's intended to be done. That's all for today, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Real Talk. I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Is your central service or sterile processing department prepared for a regulatory survey? If you can't answer with a resounding yes, you should contact Beyond Clean. Our experts will perform a survey in your facility to help you determine your survey readiness. We can evaluate acute care, ambulatory, and dental facilities. Our team will guide you through the survey process to ensure that you are beyond ready for your next survey. And we can stay with you after the consultation, offering virtual consulting and mentorship programs to maintain the progress you have made and to continue making process improvements. Contact us today to schedule a free 30-minute initial consultation.